US President Joe Biden says he's staying in the race for president. This follows calls from members of his own party for him to step aside over the last number of days. Mr. Biden held a press conference last night to prove that he still has what it takes to win November's election. But even at that press conference and at the end of yesterday's NATO summit, there were some notable gaffes. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan sent us this report.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You're going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway,
it was a bad ending to the last set-piece event of the NATO summit. But in the press conference that followed, he mixed friend and foe again.
What concerns do you have about Vice President Harris's ability to beat Donald Trump if she were at the top of the ticket?
Look, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president.
But that was pretty much it when it came to mistakes. Joe Biden was strong on substance in the course of nearly an hour of answering journalists' questions. Alone, no notes, no auto-cue. But the style, well, that's what we've come to expect over the past 3 years from Joe Biden. A bit rambling.
I think, how can I say this without sounding too self-serving? I'm not having any of my European allies come up to me and say, Joe, don't run. What I hear them say is, you've got to win. You can't let this guy come forward. He'd be a disaster. And if you looked at my schedule since I made that stupid mistake of in the campaign, in the debate, my schedule has been full bore. I've done, where's Trump been? Riding around in his golf cart, filling out his scorecard before he hits the ball?
Then suddenly very loud and clear.
More children are killed by a bullet than any other cause of death. The United States of America. What the hell are we doing?
How can you reassure the American people that you won't have more bad nights, whether they be on a debate stage or on some matter of foreign policy?
Well, I tell you what, the best way to assure them is the way I assure myself. And that is, am I getting the job done? Am I getting the job done? Can you name me somebody who's gotten more major piece of legislation passed in 3.5 years? I created 2,000 jobs just last week. So if I slow down, I can't get the job done. That's a sign that I shouldn't be doing it.
Mostly a defense of his own record in government.
Most presidential historians give me credit for having accomplished more than most any president since Johnson and maybe before that.
Officials here are saying off the record that your decline has become noticeable. Hasn't this now, frankly, become damaging for America's standing in the world? Thank you.
Did you see any damage to our standing in my leading this conference? Have you seen a more successful conference?
And a determination to stay in the presidential race.
I can give you a series of polls where you have likely voters, me versus Trump, where I win all the time. When the unlikely voters vote, he wins sometimes. But I think I'm the best I believe I'm the best qualified to govern. And I think I'm the best qualified to win. But there are other people who could beat Trump too. But it's awful start from scratch. And, you know, we talk about, you know, money raised. We're not doing bad. We got about $220 million in the bank.
And a final teaser, an answer that left the journalists hanging and howling after almost an hour of questioning.
You earlier explained confidence in your vice president.
Yes.
If your team came back and showed you data that she would fare better against former President Donald Trump, would you reconsider your decision to stay in the race?
No, unless they came back and said, there's no way you can win. Me. No one's saying that. No poll says that.
Okay. This ends tonight's press conference. Thanks, everybody.
Well, shortly before we came on air, I spoke to Sean Whelan, first asking him about reaction in Washington to Joe Biden's performance.
I think the reaction breaks into three camps. Those who thought Biden was not in shipshape to do this job for another 4 years have had nothing to change their mind coming out in that press conference. If anything, it's reinforced those views. Other people who think Biden is the man, he's going to win in November, they won't have seen anything much tonight will alter their view of their chosen candidate. And then there are the people who are sitting on the fence, and I think most of them are still sitting on the fence this morning as a result of that. They're going to digest this one, see where the spin, the commentary takes them over the next 24, 48 hours. We did get one additional Democrat in the House of Representatives, the ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee, Jim Himes, coming out and saying Biden has to step away now. I don't have confidence that he is the man to be the president over the next several years, and I don't think he's going to win for the party in November. I was talking to Congressman Himes, as it happens, on Monday night. At that point, he was totally noncommittal, wouldn't say anything about Joe Biden. But by Thursday night, he had decided enough's enough.
It's important to stress, though, he was strong in areas such as foreign policy.
He was. I mean, he was strong in lots of areas, economics, foreign policy, his record in legislation, saying to people, look, I have plenty of historians of the presidency have said that he, Joe Biden, has had a phenomenal track record in getting legislation through in areas like the environment. He's done an awful lot of things, particularly in the first 2 years of his presidency. It's got a bit more difficult since the midterm elections. He knows how the place works and he knows how to get things done. And on that basis, he said, I am the best qualified candidate to govern America. And I think I'm the guy who can beat Trump in the autumn. But, you know, there's plenty of other people who think, no, he actually isn't the guy who's going to beat Trump. And that's the problem that the Democrat Party has. It's also a problem for all of the other elections that are taking place, Cian, because, as you know, it's a general election. It's not just a presidential election. There's all these people, the whole House of Representatives, a third of the Senate, a bunch of governors, and then all kinds of people in the various states, the 50 states of America, and down to the county level. There's a huge number of people who are up for election. Half of them are Democrats, and they are worried, particularly the members on Capitol Hill. They're looking at polling, according to the reports here, and are getting very, very worried that the Biden effect is going to drag them down. So it's not just losing the presidency that they're worried about. It's losing the House, losing the Senate, and most particularly losing their own seat.
Did he do enough yesterday to quell fears within the Democratic Party?
Nope. Not at all. And that was never likely to be the case. I mean, I can't think of an example where a news conference solved a political crisis of this kind of proportion. When politicians are panicked, there's a herd mentality happens. The animals are spooked and they're running off in different directions. And something like a news conference, it ought to be a fairly routine, fairly boring affair, if the truth be told, talking about policy, going into details. It's not really the type of thing, the type of instrument that lends itself to steadying the nerves of a spooked political movement. And I think that was evident in what happened overnight at that news conference with Joe Biden. And I think it's going to play out that way over the next 48 hours.
What's likely to happen next, Sean?
Well, Joe Biden is going to tough it out. Today he is going to go up to Michigan, one of those must-win battleground states, an absolutely essential battleground state. It's one of the two that have been earmarked there and Pennsylvania as the places that Biden cannot lose. If he loses either or certainly both of those states, then his presidential campaign is done. Trump is going to be in Pennsylvania on Saturday. So you can see that those states are the ones that they keep going to. There's a lot of states across America where it really doesn't matter if there's a campaign going on or there's much money being spent on advertising. But in the key battleground states, six or seven places, that's where all the action is happening. And that's where Biden is going to be now. He's going to go on the campaign trail next week as well. As part of the news conference, he said, people want to see me out there. The plan is to be out there talking to people, communicating with them and being seen and getting a lot more attention and airtime and doing more news conferences. But of course, the danger with that is the more he exposes himself to live television, to journalistic questioning, to questions from the general public, the more likely he is to trip up, have some kind of a verbal slip, call somebody President Putin, whatever. There's more inherent risk in it because of the nature of Joe Biden and his method of communication.
Washington correspondent Sean Whelan there.